Sexual assault remains a major issue on college campuses, including here in the Delaware Valley. Philadelphia police say they have multiple credible reports of assaults that allegedly took place at a Temple University frat house. Meanwhile, students at Swarthmore College in Delaware County believe their administrators aren't doing enough to support sexual assault victims. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports they're calling on Swarthmore's president to clean house in the dean's office.
In the spring of her junior year, Swarthmore senior Lydia Koku says she was assaulted by her then-boyfriend. As soon as it happened, she texted her friends not just for support, but because she wanted to leave a trail of evidence.
I knew that I wouldn't be believed. I knew that my memory would be questioned. I knew that in advance because that had happened before.
Koku and other activists at this small liberal arts college say their school isn't living up to its progressive image. They believe administrators handle sexual assault cases clumsily and that staffers routinely ask inappropriate questions when investigating allegations of rape and assault. Junior Morgan Goldberg says she was raped by a fellow Swarthmore student her freshman year and that the administration botched the 7.5-hour hearing that followed.
And that's where I think some of the disappointment and disheartening from students comes from, is having faith in an institution because of what it tells you it's all about and it not actually being about that at all.
Goldberg, Koku, and their peers want change. They're asking for two deans to be fired along with a list of other demands. To put the pressure on, they've been sitting in those deans' offices since Tuesday morning and say they have no plans to leave. In a statement, college president Valerie Smith said the school will investigate allegations brought against its staff but will not support, quote, ad hominem attacks on individuals. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.